90 Bible.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. On the telephone with me today, I have Miss Lydia Snyder here from Tri-County Tech. How are you, Lydia?
I'm great, thank you. How are you doing today?
Well, I dare to say I'm all smiles.
Awesome. Because, that's a great way to be.
And that's because today we're talking about dental hygiene in Tri-County Tech and how to really get folks trained up so that those smiles just keep perpetuating with beautiful glistening gleam. We're looking for patients, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are opening. Our first day of clinic will be September 1st, and we are needing new patients. And if people are existing patients and haven't been in a while, they can call Jennifer and make sure their name is still on the list.
And the number?
918-331-3218.
Now, with what we have going on here at Tri-County Tech, the award, the multi-award-winning Tri-County Tech, I might say.
Yes.
Great place. And this is where we have some of the best students who are really taking that big first step into their careers. And practice, practice, practice. But again, it takes patience. Now, what kind of services would these patients we're trying to recruit, what kind of services would they expect from our students who are learning at Tri-County Tech?
We have a dentist that would do a dental exam. Mm-hmm. The students are able to take radiographs or x-rays, get their teeth cleaned, whether it's an easy cleaning or a in the middle or a deep scaling, fluoride, sealants, anything along the preventive line. Sometimes they're slow because they're students and we check all their work, so sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But you'll get a great cleaning.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. You got several sets of eyes taking a look at that, too. And, of course, with these students, they're doing this because this is something that is in their heart. This is their passion. This is what they want to do for a living. And, of course, they want to do well, and customer satisfaction is all built into that. So we have a dentist who takes care of the big stuff. And the students work around everything else. Now, being a dental hygienist, to me, that you got to have a touch of an angel there.
Well, we try to teach them to have a gentle touch, but still remove the stuff they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that takes a little bit longer. Huh. But the program is a 2-year program. And we're a distant site for the University of Oklahoma. So when the students are done with their 2 years at Tri-County, they end up with a bachelor's degree in dental hygiene.
Hot dog. That's getting on your way quick. I like that. Now, what if I have the will to have my teeth looked at out at Tri-County Tech, but I might not have the cash on hand? Do we have any kind of way to kind of make that work for different size pocketbooks?
Absolutely. We have, our fees are very inexpensive because of the time constraint and because they are students. But if people can't even afford, if they're not able to afford the small amount that we charge, we do have a grant from Delta Dental that will help subsidize any charges that we make.
So right there, you've alleviated that fear. And of course, by knowing that our students are working hard to get that degree and hard to get that grade, and you also have teachers, instructors, and full-scale dentist right there on hand too, the quality's built in. You're going to get a very good service for a very low cost.
Absolutely. And we're always looking for all types of patients, just from easy to difficult.
Well, that's good.
It'll take anybody.
That's good, because once you get out there in the real world, that's what's going to come in the door, a little bit of everything, and maybe some things you haven't seen before.
That is correct. That is correct.
How long has this program been going on in coordination with the bigger university here at Tri-County Tech?
We started our first class in 2002, and the first class graduated in 2004. Mm-hmm. So we are starting our 20th class to graduate. So that's pretty exciting that it's been going on that long.
That's a great benchmark.
Yes, it is.
My goodness. Now, you've been out there for a while, too, and these students, it must feel kind of neat when you see the new class come in, because they're a little nervous. They know what they want to do, but they know that they have to do a lot in order to get it done. It's got to kind of warm you up to see that ambition walk through the door.
It does. It's pretty awesome to see people that don't even really know how to hold a mirror or an instrument, and then by the time they graduate, they can do what they need to do to be successful in their profession. It's wonderful. It makes our hearts very warm.
Now, prior to getting into Tri-County Tech under this program, what must a student do? What are the requirements to get into the program?
There are 60 hours of prerequisites, so if they would like a list of those names, they need to go look on the OU Health Science Center website, and it will list it for prospective students, and they take their first 60 hours before they apply, and then their last 60 hours while they're with us.
There you go. And once again, they're here to serve you. So if you don't have a dentist, or you haven't been to a dentist in a while and you're not sure, you know, this might be the best option that you can find, money-wise and being secure in what's going on-wise, and that is to be a patient at Tri-County Tech with the dental hygiene program.
If people want to be a patient, they need to call, and we schedule a screening appointment first to determine how difficult or how easy they are, mm-hmm. and then we assign them to students, and then the students will contact them and get them scheduled. But we try to get people in as quickly as we can.
That's great. And the students have to work on that end of the equation, too. Not only being a functionary with the tools of the trade, but also dealing with the patient as well.
Yes. That's very important for when they get into the real world. They get those experiences so they can help if they have a patient that doesn't show or that cancels at the last minute, so they can help with the other side of the business also.
Great. They're getting a very, very, very well-rounded education, courtesy of the university and also with Tri-County Tech. This sounds like a great hands-on experience for those who are interested in getting into the field. And because you've got the program that's here, not so much of a drive for that last period of time that they need here at Tri-County Tech. They can kind of stay closer to home and get it done and really get a feel for what they're going to be doing for the rest of their lives.
Exactly. And a lot of the students come from this area, but some come farther away and mm-hmm. they move to the area for the couple of years, and we've never had anybody be sad that they came here.
How could they? This is Bartlesville, America.
I know. It's a great place to be.
It is. You know, I've lived here for 2 years. I wish I'd lived here for 20. But, it's great. Now, Tri-County Tech is just that gleaming jewel right here in the middle of everything in our area, whether you're in Osage County, Washington County, Nowata County, Rogers, even up in our Montgomery County in Kansas and all over. You've got students that drive a pretty good way just to get an education and that hands-on opportunity, don't you?
Yes, we do. We do. We have someone that her hometown is Duncan, Oklahoma, so that's quite a way south.
Yeah, you might have to stop to take a rest to and from. That is a ways. Oh, man. Now, Lydia, this is a great program. And again, folks, we are looking for patients there at Tri-County Tech to have their teeth worked on. And, of course, our students are well-trained and they're very well-supervised. And, of course, we do have options for you. If money is an issue, we can find every available way we can possibly do it to make it work for you and for the students. Isn't that correct, Lydia?
Yes, that is exactly correct. And we don't let money hold you back. Don't let fear hold you back. We do our very best to make sure everyone is comfortable.
Aww. That is really great. Now, you mentioned a website, and it's for the university. Can you mention that again for students who are looking to get into the program?
It's OUHSC.edu.
HSC.edu. Yeah, I'm to that age where I have to say it out loud as I write it or I'll forget it.
I understand.
We all get there. But anyway, we do want the young people, or if you have parents out there who heard your children talk about possibly this going into it. We're going to put this out on the website as well so that you can use that as a reference. And, of course, we'll have the podcast posted to our on-demand section here at BartlesvilleRadio.com, and you can listen in on this as well. And maybe you can have that conversation, kids with your parents or parents with your kids, as what you're going to be when you grow up. And of course, you're going to grow up faster than you think, and this is a pretty good program.
It's a great program. It's a great career. We have people that have graduated that decided to go on to dental school or do other things, but I would say probably 90% of them still practice hygiene after 20 years, and they're happy doing it.
I've never seen an unhappy dental hygienist. I just haven't.
No. It's a great job. It's, you know, it's a great job. It's a great career. When my children were younger, I was able to work just a couple days a week so I could be home with them also. Mm-hmm. So that's something a lot of people look at. Now that my kids are adults, you know, I'm working full-time, but mm-hmm. that's okay. There's jobs out there. People almost always have a job before they graduate.
That is great. That speaks well of both the university and also Tri-County Tech.
Yes, it does.
Lydia Snyder, I want to thank you ever so much for dropping by phone today, and I hope we get some patients sent out your way, and we're definitely going to get the word out online as well after our interview today in order to make sure that they know the who, what, when, where, and how. And hopefully they'll be knocking on your door, calling on your telephone, and maybe even hitting you up on the emails.
It sounds great. I appreciate your time and your help promoting our program.
Thank you, Miss Lydia. All right, Lydia Snyder here with us from Tri-County Tech. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now. And, of course, you've been listening to our Community Connection on K1, the one you trust, brought to you in part by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors.